Cassidy stood transfixed as his world erupted. Cannon fire tore gashes in the soft landscape. The crashing hulks of biplanes and Eindeckers filled his ears with the crunching of metal and the whip of canvas. But he couldn't see the planes anymore. He snapped his mind around as if he were seeing reality for the first time. The muted colors, the constant screams, gunfire, and explosions, even at moments, nothing seemed to be causing the sounds. It felt fake. He felt fake. Cassidy looked down at his own aviator fatigues. Was he a downed pilot? He'd known a moment before, but the information had slipped away. American. Something about being American. The mass of the gray airship looked very real above as it flew towards him, its rounded bulk skimming the ground like a low-flying storm cloud. The gondola, with windows reflecting the fire and storm, rode just above the burning grass now. The ship's nose passed over him, dizzying his senses as it blotted out the sky, turning the scene above into a rushing, moving swath of gray tarp and shadowy ribs. Clipped images of airships flashed through his fractured memory. But nothing ever this close. How could anything be so huge? It was a flying building. A nudge down and the craft would crush him like a sparrow. He fell to his knees, shielding his head with both arms against the monstrous zeppelin. Glancing beneath his arm, he saw the dangling figure snap into focus. It was definitely a man, an officer in flight uniform. The uniform looked American like his own, but Cassidy still couldn't picture what that meant. The officer's leather coat flapped wildly in the gusting wind, the twin straps of his unbuckled aviator cap whipping the sides of his chin. Goggles gave him huge frog eyes, and his gray scarf tore at the air, switching directions like a weather vane oracling the wind's destination. "Hurry, man," the officer yelled. "Jump on, damn you!" Cassidy stumbled to his feet. The rope ladder neared. The man's arm stretched out like the snatch hook of a mail train.
"Grab tight or die," the officer hollered.
"He's waking up." "Who's waking up?" Cassidy shouted in his mind. Or to the wind. Who could tell the difference? The world erupted as he ran. Fire, rifles, cannon, shreds of dead soldiers and shards of mangled planes. The silhouette of a dark castle rose in the distance. The structure felt like a distant memory, something altogether separate from the rest of the world. Beneath his feet, the ground shimmered and hazed like ice about to break. He raced hard to catch the airship, staggered as he neared the rope ladder, regained his balance, and sprinted hard. The ladder swung past and Cassidy leapt. His hand slipped, but the extended arm caught his wrist in a steel grip and hauled him to the rungs. He wrapped his one foot around the backside of the ladder, holding tight with the boot heel as his other foot caught the front side. Instinct told him how to balance. The officer grinned, his pencil-thin mustache forming a straight line. He saluted and began to climb. Cassidy followed as the ground beneath became translucent, and the sounds of war stuttered. The zeppelin nosed upwards as a mechanism cranked the ladder into the gondola. The officer already stood aboard as the blasting air whipped Cassidy like the tail of a kite. "Haul him in, boys," the officer hollered. "Heave it!" Two men wound the crank as Cassidy passed into the square opening of the gondola. Two others grabbed his arms and hauled him aboard. Outside the huge windows, the world shuddered and vanished. For a moment, the zeppelin appeared to be flying through open space. Giant, bulb-like pods floated past. They looked like tiny worlds bobbing in space.